The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says he agrees with a nuclear deal that serves national interests and respects the Iranian people's dignity. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei also said all anti-Iran sanctions must be immediately removed when a final agreement is reached with the P5+1group of countries.
یکی دیگه میگه ممکن از یک سالم بیشتر بشه. اینا این بازیای متعارف معمول اینهاست. اینا هیچ قابل اعتنا نیست و قابل قبول نیست. تحریم ها بایستی اگر چنانچه حالا توانستن خدای متعال مقدر فرموده بود توانستن به یک توافقی برسن، در همون روز توافق بایستی تحریم ها به طور کامل لغو بشود. این باید اتفاق بیفتد.
Ayatollah Khamenei said what has been achieved so far in the talks neither guarantees a deal nor gives any assurances that the negotiations would come to a conclusion. The leader reaffirmed that all negotiations with the United States as a member of the P5+1 group must be focused on Iran's nuclear energy program. He said there will be no talks over any other issue. Ayatollah Khamenei also said he has never been optimistic about negotiations with the United States. Elsewhere, Ayatollah Khamenei hailed Iran's nuclear achievements. He said the nation's accomplishments in the nuclear field are very precious as nuclear technology provides a vital source of energy for civilian projects. Well, elsewhere in his speech, the leader also criticized the Saudi royal family for the invasion of Yemen, calling it genocide and liable to international prosecution. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Saudis made a mistake by invading Yemen and they will not reach their goals in the Arab country by leveling false accusations against the Islamic Republic of Iran. The leader added that the Saudi invasion is on a par with the Zionist regime's crimes against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. According to the leader, both the United States and Saudi Arabia will suffer a defeat in their aggression against the innocent people of Yemen. Well, to analyse the leader's speech, let's talk to Nader Talabzadeh, political commentator. He's joining us in the studio here in Tehran. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Talabzadeh, well, the leader touched on very important issues, several important issues there. One, the Iranian nuclear issue, and of course, the issue of Yemen. Let's talk about the Iranian nuclear programme, first of all. What's your take on the leader's position towards this nuclear understanding? I mean, the fact that he said he's neither opposed to it nor agrees to it.
Yes, I think the most important message that was relayed today, and we were all waiting for it anxiously after a period of silence, is that we should not be exuberant over what has happened and not be pessimistic, not be optimistic. I think the interpretation of many has been that there are not many signs to be very optimistic about things the procrastination for the next 2 or 3 months, but yet we have to be hopeful that there'll be some gains. The vacuum between what happened last week and today's speech of the leader is the important limbo that we all waited to see what he had to say, and it was expected that we should not be exuberant over something that is not finalized at all and remains in temporary limbo with many promises that the past has revealed that you cannot trust this rival.
And of course, what's the rationale behind the immediate lifting of sanctions? I mean, with the leader criticizing any kind of decision by the other side to lift the sanctions through phases, through a gradual process?
Well, that's a definite no. That's a red line. The sanctions have to be lifted simultaneously. It was reiterated by the president also today. And this seems to be the most important point. And this is something that the other side has been maneuvering on. And the leader mentioned this today. Some have been saying in the next few months, some the next year, some others have been saying it might take much more than a few years. We know from the neocon Zionist dialogue that's been prevailing for the past decade that this is exactly the name of the game. They do not intend to be true and trustful and blatant and straight in this thing and resolving the issue Rather, it's like a game in limbo. And this is what the leader clarified today. And I think the tone and the emotion and the week that went, the vacuum and the week that went by, they all coagulated together in the sense that, yes, we cannot expect too much from the other side at this point.
And of course, elsewhere in his speech, the leader criticized the Saudi royal family for the invasion of Yemen. He called it genocide and liable to international prosecution. I mean, why did Saudi Arabia in the first place take the decision to invade Yemen?
Things happened when the last king passed away. Things happened at a very rapid phase, and it's accelerating. I think the Saudis have definitely lost their GPS. They cannot. They don't seem to be able to control their maneuvers, and they're ending up in a fiasco. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, a couple nights ago, portrayed the future, a very bleak future, in fact, for the Saudi regime and also some of the other states in the Persian Gulf. And yes, the leader issued very straightforward opinion about the situation today, and the fact that the Saudis have definitely made a very drastic mistake, as we know from the analyses of the West. It's a huge and bleak gamble that they've committed themselves to, and we're seeing the unfolding of the situation. The Houthis are gaining, despite the very atrocious bombardment with weapons passed on by the U.S. I mean, this is the most important aspect. This is a U.S.-supported action.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time being. Nader Talabzadeh, political commentator from Tehran. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.